Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3445. Today it's part 4 of our dive into the story mode of Jedi Fallen Order. The story takes us to Kashyyyk, where we meet with a very familiar face. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the fourth part of the Jedi Fallen Order story takes us to Kashyyyk, and our heroes are greeted by an Imperial blockade of the planet. The Empire, as we know, is very interested in stripping all the resources off of Kashyyyk and of turning the Wookiees into slave labor. This is one of those interesting things about Star Wars, the fact that when the Mantis arrives, according to Sir Junda, she's using their transponder to broadcast Imperial signals, so that way the Empire thinks that they are an Imperial ship. And so Grease is supposed to just basically flag casual, look like they belong there, but it goes to that whole thing about like how a ship can just, you know, fly by and nobody pays attention to it. It's basically because nobody has a window, right? Nobody's looking out the window at some ship passing by to go, hey, that doesn't actually look like an Imperial ship, right? It's all sensors and whatnot. So if you get a transponder, I guess everything works out fine. But as they fly down to the planet, there are some stormtroopers who actually see them fly by, and it looks like they're in one of those, you know, situations where in Revenge of the Sith, you remember where Yoda had his command center and where when Order 66 came down, the clones tried to assassinate him there, right? It's in one of those little, you know, canopy cupola type situations. But anyway, the Mantis is able to find a place to set down, but there is an active engagement going on. Cal ends up hijacking an Imperial Walker, and apparently they have like a little turret sitting on the back of the Imperial Walker, which is something I never knew about Imperial Walkers, unless these are just customized ones. But anyway, so in the midst of trying to help whatever's going on, he hijacks a Walker and ends up destroying another Imperial Walker and blowing up a bunch of troop transports and whatnot. And who should suddenly, like Spider-Man, swing on a grappling line and land on the windshield of the AT-AT but Saw Gerrera? Saw Gerrera is here with the Partisans trying to free a bunch of Wookiees. Now, Seer is, if not necessarily suspicious of Saw, she's not necessarily fully trusting of what he's up to. She thinks that what's happening on Kashyyyk is a losing cause and that Saw has more on his mind than just freeing Wookiees, but we don't necessarily know anything about that yet. We get to a situation where, you know, in order to find Tarful, you know, Saw says, yeah, he is the freedom fighter and nobody knows where he is. He's striking from the heart of the Shadowlands on Kashyyyk. And basically we get into a sort of quid pro quo situation, which is, hey, you help me free these Wookiees and then you'll be able to, you know, talk to some Wookiees and maybe get a line on where Tarful is. Saw also asks Cal, as you would expect him to, what he wants with Tarful, and Cal's answer is Jedi business, which is always a funny thing to me. I really like hearing that phrase when it comes up. Anyway, so as Saw and Cal talk about what the plan is to assault this particular Imperial refinery, we find out that they are taking tree sap and trying to make it into a quote-unquote powerful compound. What that compound is, we don't know yet, or what its, you know, purpose is, what it's used for, but that they have been accelerating production. And so not only does Saw want to free the Wookiees, but he also wants to destroy this refinery and whatever it is they're doing with the sap. He asks Cal for his part in this plan to be the one to free the Wookiees, and he kind of gives him a pat on the chest, and Cal demonstrates himself to be kind of impressionable in this moment where, you know, after Saw like shoots a grapple hookup and swings away. Cal looks at BD and says, "You hear that? He needs me," you know? So that was kind of an interesting little character point, I guess, to keep in mind about Cal as we move on through the story. However, once everything is said and done and Saw gives a big victory speech to the assembled Wookiees and partisans and whatnot, along with Cal too, he then tries to recruit Cal into the partisans, and Cal says, "Yeah, I'm, you know, kind of into that idea, but I'm in the middle of something right now and I can't step away from it." And so Saw leaves it as an open-ended invitation. In terms of that mission that Cal's on, it's a success in the sense that one of the Wookiees says that he knows Tarful and he'll put in a good word for Cal the next time he sees Tarful. So hopefully that will enable that conversation to happen. In the meantime, Sir Junda has been monitoring Imperial comms channels and hears that distress calls are going out. So of course they got to beat feet as soon as possible. But one of the other things that she finds out is that Project Auger has been reactivated. So the activities of the Mantis crew on Zepho have apparently gotten out and got the attention of the Empire. So they are back on Zepho and they may have found yet another of the tombs of the sages. And so it's going to be time for our heroes to go back to Zepho and see what's up. And that's pretty much everything you need to know about the story that takes place on Kashyyyk, at least with this particular visit to Kashyyyk in Jedi Fallen Order. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you will also consider, if you don't do it already, supporting this podcast and my efforts to put out a daily dose of Star Wars joy for you. I've been doing it since July of 2014. We're coming up on our 10th anniversary next year, which is absolutely crazy to think about. And if you want to support this daily effort, I hope you'll consider going to patreon.com/SW7X7. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.